Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 10 of the Tipper Tangent podcast.
It's already been 10 weeks. Adult life, weeks are actual minutes, I think. Have you noticed that?
You mean they go by quick?
They go by so quick.
It's been a blur. I can't believe honestly, it's been 10 weeks.
I know.
10 episodes. It makes no sense to me.
No, it's crazy. The fact that we've even gotten this far and we haven't petered out or anything like that.
Yeah, the fact that we're doing this. So it's very interesting just doing a podcast in general. It's become a habit now where we just do this every Saturday. But yeah, 10 whole weeks.
And it's so funny because I feel like most people that start podcasts, they have like a business plan and like idea with everything and kind of discuss stuff and before they output it and all that.
We don't.
Not us.
Yeah.
Not us at all.
Yeah. Actually, the only thing that we did today, I made some coffee. We set up our entire podcast setup. We started doing stretches.
our new routine is going to be every Saturday podcast stretching.
We stretch before every podcast. We stretched and then we just hit record and here we are.
Yeah. It's like, hey, what are we going to talk about today? I don't know. All right, let's do it.
Yeah. I guess we could talk about the podcast. 10 weeks of just having a podcast. One thing that's really interesting for me, at least right now, is I've actually never really been into podcasts.
Me neither. No.
Yeah, it wasn't until we actually decided to make one until I was like, hey, I wonder what other people sound like. And then I started listening to other podcasts, and I actually really love it now.
Yeah.
When I'm just sitting there doing nothing or when I'm at work, I literally find a podcast to put on.
Right. Right.
And if you just search for podcasts on Spotify and Apple Music, you could find something that's good.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how the idea started in our head. It's like, I honestly forget which joke it was, but it was honestly one of our inside jokes that we talk about all the time. You know, we have a plethora of inside jokes between Jason and I. There's not something that we can't attribute to one of our jokes. And so it just makes being together that much more fun. But I think we were in the car on Sunday morning in Sonic. You rattled off one of our inside jokes and we took it to the deep end and, you know, we were just
as always,
we always get the most ridiculous with our jokes if you know us, but, then we're just laughing and talking about it. It was like, dude, we should make a podcast. We're hilarious. You know?
And what's funny is that we don't even really, I don't know. There's something organic about our inside jokes that we don't even capture on here.
No.
Like at least for the first episode, I don't know. It's like having a mic in front of you changes what you say and how you say it. So
yeah.
In a way, this isn't entirely genuine, but I mean, it is, but
it's getting like, more and more genuine, I think.
Yeah. Now that we're warming up, like that's what I was saying. Episode one for me, it definitely wasn't. I feel like I was trying too hard to talk about something.
And I think that's inevitable for anybody who is talking into a mic and putting it on the internet.
Yeah. You're more self-aware. That's what I'm looking for.
You're like, I am talking about this, you know? Yeah.
Or you have to have an organized thought. Yeah, but now it's like,
no.
Who freaking cares? Yeah. Like, we're just putting this on the internet. So,
yeah. And stepping up our social media game.
Yeah, we have a bit.
The first time that we've actually like
tried
promoting things that we've done.
That's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad because we didn't even do that with our band.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Our band deserves so much better, you know?
Yeah, it does. And hint, hint, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
I know we've already said that, but it's coming.
No, it will be out this month.
Oh, yeah.
It will be out this month. We will have,
if not next month,
a bunch of stuff. We'll have some merch too.
We do.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to get all that set up and it's going to be great. And honestly, we're sitting on an EP and an album. It's just a matter of getting it out.
Yeah.
We actually are.
We have an EP that's going to be out for sure. There's probably going to be multiple, a couple singles first and then.
Yeah, we'll probably spread it out a little bit.
But. Yeah.
All right. So in honor of 10 whole weeks, Isaac, I've put together this clip in celebration of Tipper Tangent.
Don't lie to me.
It highlights all of our brightest and best moments on the podcast.
Brightest?
our brightest.
Do we have bright moments?
You'll see in this clip. All right, okay. We'll put that right now.
Okay. So I guess we're making a podcast now.
It might be weird listening to this.
God. Very gentlemanlike. Yeah, get the frick out of your wheelchair and do something, dude. Oh. To slam my car into that semi. Yeah. I'm literally using this to complain.
Fondle Trump. Okay, we should make it a thing.
A temper tangent.
I'm a freaking man. Buy me some mulch.
Let's hope we don't drive this into the ground. I'm just a sack of rocks.
Because I totally just
we're like
Southern hospitality. This is a podcast.
Our computer system is looking weird.
My spine was like, Dr. Love Shack. Thanksgiving. Dude, this is just lemon. Like, this isn't even chicken. It's just lemon.
It's not. It wouldn't be the Temper Tangent podcast if we're not rubbing people.
Wait. I'm actually laughing at some of this stuff, dude. It's so funny.
We are professionals. 100%. So that was 10 weeks of the Temper Tangent, everybody.
Yeah. Wait. Dude, one thing Jason likes to do, and this is in our music, and then this is in, and this is in our podcast. This is anything that Jason is in charge of recording, and I'm a part of it. He literally makes recording a living hell for me and makes fun of me the whole time. You know, I'm not a perfect man, so there are vocal blubs and
blurps
and bad takes and all that kind of stuff. But what Jason likes to do is he likes to accentuate those and highlight those and cut them and make them their own separate audio tracks. And
I paste them around the song.
Put them around the song or make an audio file and just keep it on his phone or whatever it is. It's literally the most annoying thing in the entire planet.
Yeah, if Alexis and Brett are listening to this, they're probably throwing their hands in the air and going, yes, he does that all the time.
So bad, man.
They get mad at me.
And then you stay on it for like 30 minutes.
It gives me joy.
And I'm just laying here. I'm just like, my face and my hands.
My favorite thing is when you guys think I'm done playing around with it, yeah. I still keep it and I hide them around the songs. When we listen to playback, it just pops up.
It's so annoying, man. Well, Jason, what would you say your favorite
episode
or favorite part of this podcast in the last 10 weeks has been?
You know what? My favorite thing is just being with you every Saturday morning.
I will say that we have gotten a routine together, and I kind of feel like we have, there's like this sense of accomplishment having a routine, you know?
Yeah, it is, because like something's being done. We're outputting something on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So, and that's refreshing from our lack of music output. But,
yeah.
Because we write all the time, but we're not outputting it. So, I don't know. So my favorite episode, let's see. I think the most fun to do was episode 4, which was the one with Geography Joel.
No, that was the third.
Or was that third?
No, that was
I thought the third was Hot and Badgered.
No, second was Hot and Badgered.
No, yeah. Second was We Hate Traffic. You're off, buddy.
I don't.
I'm right. I'm actually looking at it right now. Yeah, episode 4, Geography Joel. Okay. That was my, for me, that was the funnest one to do, because I was just kind of hanging back, asking questions to Joel, and just let him do the rest. Yeah, and I was just enjoying my twisted tea, and it was a good time.
What is the capital of Italy? what is the capital of France?
And he said Italy.
Italy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the name of the episode.
That's the name of it. Yeah, go check it out if you haven't listened to it. It's a good time.
Besides that, I'm trying to think. I mean, after 10 weeks, I don't know. I feel like the Valentine's one was also pretty fun.
Yeah, you like that one.
I wouldn't say
that was my favorite.
I walked away from that one thinking it was funny. I mean, there's a few moments where it got kind of dry, but
it's literally irrelevant now.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your favorite episode?
I don't know, man. I think we got pretty heated with the pyramid scheme talk.
Dude, I knew you were going to say that, because ever since we did that episode, you won't stop talking about it and you won't stop sending me stuff on Instagram.
Dude, it's so funny.
Anytime those unnamed persons post something, Isaac sends it to me. He's like, dude, look at this loser. And I've actually done the same to you. Yeah. Well, not like, look at this loser, but like, hey. Like,
no, like, I say, look at this loser.
Okay,
look at
you
this
do.
Idiot.
I'm saying I don't. And I'm, I bring stuff up to you about what I see, but yeah. I definitely knew you were going to say that.
It's so funny, man. I just, anyway, I don't want to get into it, but I think another one would, man, I obviously, geography with Joel was good. That's a segment though, I guess. And then also the Isaac's Love Shack. That was fun. We really put some time into that jingle or the intro music into that. That was good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was really fun making the little jingle for that one. But
we'll have that as a repetition. What we like, sure. I think we've been discussing like having it every 10th episode, like the specific segment every 10th episode or something like that.
Yeah, we actually have thought a little more forward. So I think every third or fourth episode, we're going to have Geography Joel.
Yeah.
And actually, we have slotted for episode one of season two of A Tempered Tangent is going to have the Stanridge Boys.
Yeah, they'll be here today recording.
Yep. And we'll have them on for the podcast, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, man. Well, one thing we should say is if you've been listening for the 10 weeks, we love you.
Yes, we do.
And this is like so crazy that we even have people listening. I didn't think anybody would like this for a long time, you know?
You know, sometimes people just like hearing people talk.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the point of a podcast.
I mean, they could probably give a frick about us and not care. They're just like, I just need background noise,
talking.
And that's all we are. Yeah. And I'm perfectly fine with being your background noise.
I am too. Just whispering in your ear as you're working or working out or driving.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always there.
We're always here waiting for you.
Okay, well.
But yeah, no, seriously, thank you everybody so much for listening to two idiots talking to a mic and putting it on the internet.
Yeah, like, again, we'll throw out the contact info. You could email us at tempertangentpodcast@gmail.com or DM us at temper_tangent on Instagram. And for any reason at all, just do it, whatever. And now,
let's throw it to our sponsors first.
Okay. Thank you, Anchor, again.
We love you, Anchor.
Call Audible.
Me. I miss you.
Audible, I've been waiting for you. Please.
Twisted Tea.
And Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea.
Audible for no apparent reason, just because I keep saying it. And then Twisted Tea, because we drink them.
All the time.
Yes. Hey, shout out. Truly just dropped a...
I don't think they just dropped it. I remember seeing those cans for a little while.
Well, I just found out about it. So it just dropped.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
the universe revolves around me.
I couldn't agree more. Well, revolve around you.
Oh, dang.
My girlfriend would say so as well. She's a little jealous of you.
No. Oh, well, she should be.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. They just dropped some tea and it's dang good.
The Truly Tea Game.
Yes.
Seltzer tea. That's really weird.
It is. It tastes kind of weird, but it's good. Anyway.
Okay.
So, Isaac, what are we doing for the tangent this week?
So, we're like, you know, let's do something crazy for the last episode of season one.
Make it even more off the cuff.
Yeah, seriously. It's so weird that we're doing seasons. I don't, you know, it's whatever. It's just stupid, you know.
Look, but the only reason why I kind of wanted to set it up like that is because when we publish the podcast, we have the opportunity to set an episode to a different season.
I know.
So
you're
I'm like,
ooh, season two?
Yeah, so
okay,
I was like, okay,
why not?
Like 10 weeks. Are we taking a break?
No. No
one
breaks.
Week? We're not? Okay.
No breaks. Great. Well, we decided that we're going to call somebody. And
for the tangent.
For the tangent.
They on
don't,
air.
Yeah. They don't know that we are going to call them. And we're going to ask them what we should talk about. And the person that we're calling today, his name is Matt Brown. And if you know this man, Matt Brown is probably one of the most ridiculous human beings I've ever met in my entire life.
He's ugly. He's got nothing going for him.
That's not true. He's got a beautiful wife and three beautiful children. And
I'm just saying that because I know he'll
listen. He'll love it. But
no, great guy.
He's honestly one of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. Like,
yeah, he's something.
He is. If somebody could be off the cuff, it's Matt Brown.
So we're going to give him a quick call live right now, and we're going to ask him what our tangent should be, and whatever he says, we're going to do.
Yeah, okay.
So let's see if he even answers.
Let's do it.
Give him a call. Pick up, Matt.
Come on, buddy.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, man?
I'm calling you in the middle of my podcast right now, randomly, and I'm making you decide what we get to talk about. Whatever you say, we're going to talk about it. So what you got?
Oh, man. Let's talk about ex-girlfriends.
No.
You suck.
Dude. Hey, Matt, do you have any particular ex-girlfriends that we should talk about?
Mine. No. Jason's. Yours. Do you need names?
You say yours?
Yeah, why not? I'm not going to make you guys do it. It's all fair game. So, yeah. All the ex-girlfriends.
Okay. What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting at a Chinese buffet in Abilene by myself.
Oh. Wait, why?
That's sad.
I'm shooting a wedding today, and I was there yesterday, so I have nothing to do with some time.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Hey, well, for the people, what's your Instagram handle for your
photography?
Oh, I don't really. Sorry, we're just really hesitant with certain brand associations. Like, we have a reputation. So, I guess our Instagram is down right now. I'll say that.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Matt. You have a good one.
You're welcome. Good luck. I can't wait to hear this. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. No. Okay, let me start.
No, doing it.
This is if anything that is more Isaac Hennepin, it is ex-girlfriends.
Okay, well, hang on. You have a lot more to say about ex-girlfriends because...
Yes, I do.
Because I'm a committed man.
Are you, Jason? Are you?
I'm not saying you're not committed. I'm just joking.
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this.
Well, I don't think we have to name names.
No. I think I'm going to.
Okay, you have a lot more stories than I do, so you go ahead and just start wherever you want. Wait, you're gonna name names? Oh,
maybe. Should I? Wait, what should we ex-girlfriends?
Start with your first?
My first?
I don't know.
Okay, this is a good one. She's getting married, right?
Who? You have so many ex-girlfriends.
The first one. The one that...
Oh. Yeah, she's engaged.
Wow. Poor guy.
Talk about it.
That freaking poor guy, dude. He's in for a world of slavery.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyways, okay. No, I'm actually thankful for that girlfriend, that first one.
Okay.
Because one, well, let me give you the story. We're going through our normal period. At the end of the relationship, we're just kind of like, okay, this is getting, we're arguing a little too much, and then all this kind of stuff, right, in college. And we go to a New Year's Eve party. And
I remember.
Yeah.
We've talked about this person already.
Yeah.
It was the catalyst for our music.
Yeah, it was a catalyst for our music, you know? And so, but I don't think I explained exactly all that happened. And this is so stupid. We go to the New Year's Eve party. Do the normal kiss.
I remember.
Like nothing was wrong. I literally thought that night went great and that there was nothing wrong. We kissed in front of people. We basically said to people by doing that, we're like, oh, hey, we're still together, you know? And then we drive home. I drop her off. Literally 15 to 20 minutes after the kiss. And she's like, I'm breaking up with you. I'm like, huh? You know? I was like, wait, are you serious right now? And so I to this day I still think that she just wanted to have a kiss on New Year's Eve and she didn't want to feel left out, so that's why she did that. But I'm thankful for that scum sack because it got us going with our music buddy, so I love that.
Oh yeah. Actually, right after that happened to you, you called me and you came over, and then that's when we wrote our first actual
ever song
together.
Do we have that?
We do. And
we should play it.
Let's play it right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Love is just like a star that burns. Stars find
Oh my gosh. My favorite line ever. Even the brightest stars find their rest in an eternity of loneliness.
That was the deepest lyric I could think of.
You wrote that.
I literally wrote that. I still today think that is the deepest lyric I have ever written.
It's so cheesy.
It's so cheesy. It's hilarious. Oh. But we thought, okay, I just want to say this here right now.
Cringe.
I do not sound like that anymore. I promise you. And we've been talking up our music and nobody's been listening to it. So they probably think that.
That's what we sound
that's
like.
That's what we sound. No,
we don't sound like that. And that audio quality is literally trash garbage.
Yeah, 2017 GarageBand.
That was January 1st, 2017.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was 1 year after we graduated high school.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, is this just going to turn into the Chronicles of Isaac and his exes?
Yeah, because I don't want to talk about it. So what's another ex-girlfriend?
Who was after that? Let's see.
You were on a streak after that, buddy. I remember.
That caused me to spiral.
Like, okay, here's an outside perspective.
Okay.
There were so many new faces that you were around that I stopped caring.
Yeah.
Because I knew that there would be another one like the next week.
Oh my gosh. Okay, not so much the first part, but I would say once.
Okay, well, I remember.
I'm roasting myself here, man.
I know. Thanks, Matt.
Screw you, Matt.
Yeah. Honestly, put Isaac on the hot seat.
Ever since Bumble and. Oh, I hate that. I hate Tinder, but I got on it. I think that just caused a tornado of bad choices with women.
Yeah.
And relationships did not last and things like that.
But well, I remember the next girl after the one we just spoke about. Mm-hmm. When you guys were done, we wrote another song about that person.
Which?
The one that had a kid.
Y'all dated
and then you broke up and then we wrote a song.
We actually never were official.
Okay, you were never official. You guys were talking. But yeah, then you guys split, we wrote a song about her and then we combined that song we wrote about her with the other songs we wrote about your first breakup and we put them together and we played them at that coffee shop. And at that coffee shop, your ex was there listening to us play songs about herself.
Dude, that was so weird. She was okay with it.
Yeah,
it was really weird because I told her straight up, like, these songs are about you.
Yeah, and about the girl after you.
Yeah, and the girl after me, and or after her, and she was literally sitting. That is the weirdest moment I've ever probably experienced. Yeah, I'm sitting there singing about her. And she's literally watching me from this coffee shop table.
Hey, not going to lie. I wish someone would write a song about me. I would love to listen to it. Oh, yeah. I mean, even though it would be like maybe a slight diss or, hey, I'm moving on from life away from you. I'd be like, what did they write about me? Maybe it's the musician in me. That'd be so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, keep it rolling.
Okay. Okay.
Who's the next girl?
I guess we'll go off.
Are we in the
influential?
Are we in the Tinder Chronicles where you're just spitfire all these exes?
No. Yeah. That Tinder's so bad, man. It is so bad.
Yeah. I've never touched any of those dating websites.
You haven't had to.
Yeah.
You've had the ball and chain for such a long time and. No shackles, no more. Oh, she's probably listening to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, okay, we'll throw it into the Meet Me in the Meantime.
Oh yeah.
Era.
That's influential. Oh man, what a freaking.
I'm okay with saying this.
Train wreck.
There has never been such a flub or a. Most like,
I think this is what Matt wanted us to talk about.
Yeah, this is exactly what he wanted. There is nothing more regrettable in my life than this female. I will say that straight up.
Dang,
that is the absolute biggest regret in my entire life.
Okay, I could totally know that that's true because that relationship, that train derailed and it hit me.
Yeah, seriously,
and it hit a lot of other people.
No, dude, that relationship. And made me put on like 50 pounds.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a little extensive, but I would
say
you're like
250 pounds, right?
Yeah, I'm like 250. No, 300, man.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm freaking.
You got 50
massive.
Pounds in like 3 weeks?
Yeah, no. It caused me to gain so much weight. I was stressed out all the time. I wasn't myself. Like, the only time I could get away was when I was here with you at your apartment or your townhome.
Yeah, and you were here a lot, so you were trying to get away.
It was so bad that, and I know this is really bad. This is going to probably make me sound like I'm an awful person to be in a relationship with, but it was literally the relationship that was doing this to me. I would slander my girlfriend as she was my girlfriend because I could not stand her, you know?
Yeah.
And there was, for some reason, I know the reason why I stuck with it. It was because she was part of the band.
Ugh, we're getting so personal.
It's okay. It's fine. No, it's everyone, fine. It's perfectly listen, fine. This is hilarious.
Everyone who knows us that's listening to this is going to know who we're talking about.
Jennifer. I said it. I name dropped. Ah! I did it. I made Matt Brown happy.
Yikes.
We got her.
Oh, shoot. Got her. Yeah.
Follow her. I think if you want to look at her drumming skills, go to her TikTok.
Bro,
got him.
You can't do that.
I
man.
Did it. I did it. Ugh. Anyways,
are we gonna publish this?
Yes, we're publishing this. We're doing it, baby.
Oh man, we're gonna make enemies.
We're freaking doing it. Let's make freaking enemies, man. I don't give a frick about those homeschoolers. Anyways, anyways.
Oh, dude,
let's talk.
Toxic.
Let's talk about that era for you and okay. me. Okay,
go ahead.
I met her.
Mm-hmm.
In an audio engineering class. And I thought what I wanted in a girlfriend was some punk rock chick with colored pink hair and, you know, Hayley Williams vibes. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, somebody who I could jam punk music with and listen to all that and share that with and maybe even have the band with, you know. That's what I thought I wanted until her.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember us putting in her into the band and us kind of being hesitant from the start.
Well, I remember you approaching me. So for people who have been following the podcast, this was right before the first house show. When Isaac and I were off the yes. heels of our acoustic indie stuff and I had multiple projects going on.
We were looking for a drummer.
Yes, we were looking for a drummer to really kind of kickstart this new genre Isaac and I were writing. And he told me that there's a girl who can mm-hmm. drum that mm-hmm. he knew that he was friends with. This is before they're in a relationship. He just told me that he found a drummer girl and that she should join the group. And I thought, okay, that'd be dope to have a girl drummer. Like
yeah.
we weren't fully alternative rock. It was still like indie rock at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, a girl drummer totally fits that. I was like, I'm so down. I would love to see what right. she brought to the table.
Right. She brought one French fry to the table.
Okay. I will say this. She, throughout the course of her being in the band, she improved.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really slander her. I think she did well. We played shows with her. She kept up.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to meet the demands of the material. She did. And she made it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
All there was a few foundational things, and we just wanted to take the band in a different direction. That's all.
Hear it from me right now. If you are in a relationship with a band member, get out of it.
Yeah, it's always
okay. From I will preach this.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, do not get into relationships with band members.
Okay, I don't know how you didn't realize that at first, Isaac, because that is the lead singer stereotype. You ruined the band by being in a relationship with someone in the band, and that's what you did. I wish I had the other Stambridge guys here. We would all be laughing right now.
They would honestly be... they'd be so... We have so many stories. Anyways, I don't... Okay, yes, I regret that. Okay. I will say it straight up. I regret that.
Yeah, because you guys tried to differentiate the band and y'all's relationship, and that can't work.
No, it will never work.
Because we, you know, in a way, we would treat the band almost like a business where it's like, hey, you got to bring this to the table. You got to do this. You got to get to this point. And because you're her boyfriend and you were trying to get her to that point, that was really different.
Are you happy, Matt Brown? Are you happy right now?
Yeah, Matt, it's so hard to freaking talk about this, but to be fair, you brought up her specifically.
Yeah,
so.
No, I did. It's perfectly fine. I don't care.
Oh, gosh. He would freaking do that. Fight Matt.
Me. Freaking fight me, dude. Anyways, now...
I'm so mad at him.
Now, I do regret getting into that, but at the same time, I kind of don't, because it kind of made us, the band, for one, what we are now, Standridge.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back on it now, why did we name ourselves Meet Me in the Meantime?
I know why. Because in middle school, I had a project with my good buddy, good pal, Brett Daniel. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. Hopefully mm-hmm. he could be on the podcast sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him had a project. It was metal, and he came up with that name. And I remember when we were actually trying to form a band, you and I, Isaac, we were just trying to think of a name, and I brought up that name that Brett made, and you liked it, and you wanted to use it. That's why.
Brett, I'm sorry.
And Brett was so mad that we took that name. Brett was livid.
Yeah. Sorry, Brett. I'm apologizing.
I hope you're happy now, Brett.
Yeah. I hope you're happy.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That was okay. Throwback to another one of those songs.
We're not playing that
one. No, we're not playing that one. Okay, that was stupid. I hate that. That name makes me cringe. We do have a song. We do have a song under Meet Me in the Meantime, though, released.
We do.
Cold Hearted.
Oh yeah, we do. Actually, if anyone wants to check that out, yeah. Why not promote that?
Yeah, search up Cold Hearted
by Meet Me in the Meantime.
Meet Me in the Meantime.
And wow, a lot of people actually liked that song.
Yeah, that was almost easycore.
Yeah, it actually was.
It was really weird.
It was.
If
a
you
jam.
Don't know, if you don't know what easycore is, it's the fine line between punk rock and melodic metal.
Yeah,
and I would say it was more on the punk rock side, but it was getting easy core-ish.
The whole song's just a riff.
Yeah, seriously, but it was fun to play. It was. Who was that about?
Oh,
I know who it's about.
Well, you wrote it, not me.
I did write it, but I wrote it through you.
Like everything.
Like everything else.
It's that six cycle.
Same old cycle.
It's that six cycle we talked about.
Yeah, I'll be looking for a new Standard single coming out pretty soon.
Oh, we already have like, we've written three in the past like 2 weeks.
There's been a lot of events going unfolding.
There has.
for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, here's one thing that I am happy that came from Jennifer.
Okay.
This is going to make me sound so bad. Okay, this is gonna make me sound.
You've
so
already
bad.
Sounded bad.
It's okay. It's fine. You know, this is probably like this is a blemish on my record. Is her, but
a blemish on your life?
Yeah, a blemish on my life.
Oh my!
It's
God.
Okay. She could probably say the same for me. We were both toxic to each other.
Yeah, she hates your guts.
Yeah, it's okay. She does. She hates yours too, buddy. Well, she hates Jacob's the most, I think.
Yeah, she hates everyone in the band.
Yeah,
I mean. How do you part with someone in a band in a nice way? There's no way to do that.
Yeah, and how do you say, babe, I love you, but I'm crushing your hopes and dreams. Get out of the band, please. We need, yeah. Yeah, no, it did not go over well. It will never go over well.
I'm cringing so hard. Yeah, right no, now.
It's making, you know, remember the Valentine's Day tingle in your back?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling right now, dude. No, but... There was a time, and I specifically remember this. We were outside of Rock and Brews in the Colony. You know, if you don't know what Rock and Brews is, it's a restaurant that Gene Simmons from Kiss started in.
Mm-hmm.
It's really big. It's really popular in the area. Well, I was like, hey, let's try to push some stuff past us. Let's go out to eat. You know, so we went out to eat. And then obviously, her stubbornness, my arrogance, and my lack of patience with her through all of this cause a fight.
Okay.
So we left the thing early, the meal early. I paid the tip. We got into the car and we just started hashing it out.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Now I will say for both sides of us, we both started yelling. Both sides. So it wasn't like me just yelling at her and like putting her down the whole time. She was also yelling back, you know. Here's where the tides turned for Isaac Hennepin. There was something inside of me. I don't know if it was pure rage.
You developed a sort of a anger.
Yes.
I don't want to say problem, maybe.
No, she we literally brought the worst out of each other. Mm. And I remember, like, why am I so angry all the time? Or why am I so annoyed? Why, even when she's not, when she wasn't around, I was like that.
Yeah.
That's what a bad relationship will do to you. If you're experiencing that, get the frick out, yeah. You know? But anyways, what I meant by the tides turning was I yelled at her. She had the most tried and true way to get under my skin. Mm. She was uncanny at it. Mm-hmm. She did it.
She did to me too.
Oh man.
Go on.
I screamed. And I'm talking like a metal scream.
Oh my gosh.
And as I was doing that,
sorry, I'm imagining you like pig squealing,
you know, yeah. Just right in front of her. No, she'd be like, what the frick is going on? Like, I just got possessed or something. No, but, from that fight, I learned that I have the potential and availability to scream musically.
Oh my gosh.
That,
really?
That is, and I, Jennifer, thank you.
Oh my god.
And so that is one thing I can pull from that relationship, if anything. And from all the stupid road trips and all of the other stuff, if it was one thing, it was that I learned how to scream.
Oh my gosh.
And so shout out to this new album.
Yeah.
You'll see, once we release this album, you'll see the
result of
you'll
that.
You'll see the result. Okay, moving on. Okay, we need to move off of that. Jason, you've only had...
Yeah, I haven't said anything about really, myself.
Yeah, come on, man. You're
not even done, buddy.
No.
You left out multiple. A ton.
I know. You want to talk about the girl that I went on a trip with to Turner Falls?
The girl from Tinder? I remember that. Actually, Matt and I were talking about that. It's probably why he...
When?
We were DMing on Instagram or something, and we were making some joke like, oh, he's got another one. He's like, where'd this chick come from?
Oh man. Yeah, there was a lot of failures. And for some reason, it wasn't me ending any of them. It was always the girls ending it with me. So I was like, is it me? You know, like,
oh yeah. I remember that time period.
Yeah.
It's where you were going on several dates,
yeah,
with people and they were, yeah, all breaking up.
Yeah,
with
there
you.
Was one there was the Chick-fil-A girl who, yeah, we know who she is.
Oh my god.
She ended it with me after having wine on the lake looking at the sunset. Dude, I was like, what the F is going on in your mind? Why did you think this was a good idea? You think this would make it easier for me or something?
See, yeah, women, they'll
careful.
They will. I have a vendetta now. I do.
Do it.
Women will milk the benefits of having a nice guy and literally take advantage of it. I'll say that right
now. I think anybody has the potential to do that.
No.
Oh, okay. Here, if you, oh, Jason, you, oh,
I'm
boy.
Not sexist. I'm just,
yeah,
joking.
No, we're joking here. Okay, but yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, that's rough, dude. I remember you told me that's how that relationship ended. And that was a big yikes.
I fixed her car.
I'm telling you, she used you.
I bought her a part for her car.
Dude, some people love the benefits of, yeah, a relationship,
yeah,
but they don't give two fricks about the person.
Seriously, honestly.
Oh, dude, I'll say it till the day I die. I really will.
Get him.
I've been burned.
Get him. Yeah, Jason.
Nice guys never win. I'll say that right now. And I've been the nice guy, and I've never won.
Not anymore, baby.
Yeah, now I'm one of those nice guys that women ruined, and I'm going to go off the deep end.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I have a lot more self-awareness than that, but
you're happier. Happier.
Oh gosh.
Aren't you?
No, that song will make me cry.
No. And what was the other one? Okay, so for the chick that I went on the trip with, the Turner Falls with.
Yeah, I'd never even met her.
No, we went up there.
Oh, hang on. Real quick about the Chick-fil-A girl. She works at my local Chick-fil-A, the one that I go to, so it's awkward.
I don't know if she still works there.
What did I say to her in the drive-thru? Remember? You and I pulled up because you wanted to visit her. I was wearing sunglasses, and she handed us her food, and I was like, I don't approve of you yet.
I don't know if I approve of you yet. Yeah, she actually got really pissed at that.
Well, she needs to learn how to joke.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, who cares about her now?
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway.
The other girl that I took to Turner Falls, we went up there, had the best time of a long time I've ever had. And like, I remember being really excited about her. And also, oh my gosh, dude, what did you put in that water? It's making me freaking burp. Anyways, we went up there, had a blast, met people up there, met friends up there. You know, just chilling out in Turner Falls as you do with the beer in your hand and hanging out under the waterfall, getting some sun and just chilling. Well, we did that. Literally had so much fun. At least I thought. We get back to Dallas. I drop her off at her house. I go home. I'm tired. I take a nap. I wake up and she goes, yeah, we're done. I'm like, what? Like, what Jeez. The heck is going on?
Dude, she just wanted a good time.
Yeah.
And odds are she was probably talking to other people at the same time as you. And she probably had like another date lined up or something, honestly.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. She was diabetic too. She was type 1. We were both type 1.
Oh, it was a match made in heaven.
No.
Y'all didn't y'all's insulin didn't sync up.
No. I honestly don't think that two diabetics should get together.
I thought the more diabetics in the room, the more their insulin like syncs up, right?
No. You are so dumb and wrong. But I don't know. I have this theory that if two people come together and they both have type 1, it creates this like
type 2.
No, type 2 is already a thing, dude. it creates like this super diabetes.
Ugh.
You know, it's definitely wrong. I'm wrong on that. But
what do you mean?
I don't know. Just double diabetes. Double down, baby.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
I don't know. When two people come together that are both diabetic, it like they infuse their diabeticness together. And if they have a child, that it's like the child is just effed.
You just give birth to like a hamburger or something.
Wait,
like,
what the frick? No. Anyways.
I don't know why I equate fast food with like greasy diabetes.
No, okay, type 2 diabetes, yes.
Oh, you get.
Well,
like that's like high cholesterol and stuff, right? Sorry, I'm an idiot when it comes to this.
Okay, type 2 diabetes is because fat cells around your pancreas are constricting the pancreas to the point where it does not produce any insulin.
Yeah, okay.
At least that's what I remember learning about when I first got diagnosed.
And so type 1 is when you're born with...
Okay, so it's hereditary type 1. I didn't have type 1 until I was 17 years old. Freaking thanks, you know? Like, come on, like, really? And it's literally my pancreas just fell over and died.
Jeez.
Does not produce anything. I'm insulin dependent. So,
ooh, you wrote a song about that. It was called Syringes and Tears.
Oh my gosh. Dude, that's pulling out so many memories.
Dude, Syringes and Tears. It sounds like a terrible sitcom or something.
Syringes and Tears.
Why? I remember that was a song you were really proud of writing. So in my old studio, we pinned it on the wall.
Oh my gosh. Is it still there?
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh man.
I really don't.
I gotta find a picture of that.
Dude.
I'm gonna get it.
Throwback. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. One more in the Chronicles of Isaac's relationship.
Okay.
Relationships. Also, let me just say this right now. If my girlfriend is listening, I'm sorry.
She probably will be.
Yeah. She knows about all this though, so it's okay. All right. Last girl I want to talk about to make Matt Brown happy here. He probably doesn't know about this, but if he listens to this, he will bring this up for the rest of my life when he sees me. We had the Stovall wedding that we mentioned on the Valentine's Day episode.
Mm-hmm.
He literally asked how Jennifer was doing at the wedding, like we were still together. It's so stupid. Like he does it just to get under our skin.
I know.
That's just freaking Matt Brown. But anyways, this next girl, I thought I had hit the jackpot. I really did. I really thought I had hit the jackpot. And not only in like, yes, score a good relationship, but like literally hit the jackpot.
Money.
Money, money, money.
We wrote a song about her too.
Yeah,
gosh,
yeah,
dang it, dude. That's what we write about. Hey. No, actually, no. Our EP has nothing to do with
relationships. Yeah, our EP actually has to do a lot of
like interpersonal
struggles within myself.
Yeah, with life and faith.
Life and faith, and those lyrics literally come straight from my heart, you know. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So, anyways, this is so stupid.
I remember this one.
Okay, I met her on a Christian dating app and we hit it off, start talking. And in a way, it was a little bit of a catfish.
Really?
She posted pictures of like 2 years ago, of her. She did not look the same, but she still kind of looked the same. It was just a little different. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we hit it off and I really like her values. I really like what she stood for and I liked her family and I visited her right in the middle of the pandemic, you know, right in the middle of lockdown. We freaking went out and swung on a swing. So high school.
So it's romantic.
So romantic. No. And then she ghosted me. Out that she was having some problems, which I mean like...
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, those problems like, okay, yeah, go ahead, take care of yourself, but freaking tell me before you ghost me, mm-hmm. You know? I think that was payback, honestly, because I have ghosted people before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't hear from her for probably about 2 or 3 months, you know? And so I'm pissed at her. And then she comes back. Mm-hmm. She texts me. She's like, oh, I miss you. Let's hang out. Let's do this kind of stuff. And so I dropped a person I was talking to. I ghosted that person that to talk to her again.
Sheesh.
And then, so we actually got into a relationship. And then she starts ghosting me again.
Oh my gosh.
At this point, I had met her family.
Mm-hmm.
I had met her sister, you know, her mom. Loved her freaking mom. Her mom is so awesome. So is her dad. And that's also some things about breakups. It's like, miss the family more. You know what I mean? You know?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, man, I feel left out of that. That was a really good family.
Mm-hmm.
But just the person I dated was a scumbag, you know? What happened to her? Why did she have to be the scumbag? But anyways, that was rough. I remember going to the casino a lot after that one.
Was that your outlet?
That was my outlet. Yeah. Okay. I made a lot of money off of her.
Mm.
Wait, that sounds really bad. That sounds really bad.
Isaac his relationships for money.
No. That is not what. No.
Are you pimping out?
No. Dude, don't even start that, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyways. That was a bunch of bull. Relationships suck, dude.
There's ups and downs.
There is ups and there's... I'm thankfully, I can say I'm in the ups right now. But somehow, it's just all in verse for us. It's not like... It's like the both of us can't be happy at the same time.
Who?
With relationships. You and me.
You and... Oh, yeah. Dude, that is so dang true. That's so true. I never realized that. You and I have never both been in a relationship where we're happy at the same time. It's never happened.
No, it's never happened.
It's never happened in
our
friendship.
What does that say? And it's the same for me and Joel. Oh,
I know why. Because when things were bad for me, you were in a place where you could help me, and then vice versa. When I was in a good place, I was there for you.
Oh, no.
It's a sick cycle, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a sick cycle. And it's happening again. You're relatively happy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Just please don't get happy. For my sake, for my relationship's sake.
Well, I'm pretty happy right now.
Yeah, I know you are. You're good.
Well, anyway, I didn't even say a single thing about my previous relationships.
You're going to hate me for saying this.
Oh, I'm scared.
No, I won't say it.
Okay.
Never mind. I won't say it. How many relationships, substantial relationships, have you actually had, Jason?
Substantial?
Yes.
Two.
High school? First one?
Yeah, I started dating this girl in sophomore year of high school. Oh gosh, I don't know if I want to talk about any of this. It just feels weird talking about all this.
Is she married?
No, she's not.
I don't think she'll be married.
Oh my gosh.
Especially with her current boyfriend.
They've been dating for a long time.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, anyway. So I dated this girl junior year of high school. I don't know if I want to name drop, honestly.
You don't need to.
The relationship was fine. Like, it was good. I mean, if I'm being honest, all we did was the typical high school stuff.
Freaking make out all the time?
All we did was make out all the time, and we would go and see movies.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she... Never mind. I'm not going to say
that's anything. Where your love of feet came from, right?
Dude. No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. Jason really likes feet.
No, that is 1,000% not true, but it was through that relationship where all my friends tried to make a joke that I was in the feet.
No, there's a running joke that Jason actually loves feet.
At this point, I'm playing along.
I've got my foot up on the table right now. And
no, he doesn't. Oh, yeah.
I've got it up on the table right now, and he can't stop looking at it.
Dude, your feet are straight up yellow and crusty.
No, they're not.
That's a diabetic foot if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, dude, can you tell that it's about to fall off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like black and yellow. Oh, okay, man. Get that out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, relationship was fine. Wait, I have to tell how I broke up with her.
Yes, dude.
Okay. All right, so the relationship was fine. It basically got to a point where I really wasn't in it. I wasn't. It was just kind of dating for the sake of dating. And I kind of had to realize that I didn't want to go in a direction in my life with her, as hard as that sounds. So I broke up with her on the 4th of July. And it turns out that the 4th of July happened to be her favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I don't know whose favorite holiday is the 4th of July, but apparently it was hers. Oh, dude, it was so sad. I honestly made myself sad because I got into her car. I told her we needed to talk. She dressed up really cute. Her hair was done. She had lipstick on. Her nails were fresh.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she was. And she looked really good. She was just dressed up for the 4th of July. I think she thought we were going to hang out that evening. And I broke up with her.
Mm.
And I had to walk away.
Mm.
And all my friends made the joke that I was celebrating my independence that day.
But you got your independence.
I mean, it was sad. And, you know, shortly after that, or not shortly, it was actually a few months. To her, it was short because she got really mad at me that I started talking to someone else, to her relatively quickly. But to me, it was a long time to my previous relationship. And that's how that started. And then after...
And then the games begin.
And then it wasn't until junior year where I was in my last relationship. And then that relationship lasted for 7 years. 7 years of ups and downs. I don't regret a thing. Great moments of my life, but it's a season that's passed, I guess. And now it's such a freaking down note. Thank you, Matt Brown.
Yeah, even the brightest stars find the rest in their eternity of loneliness,
I guess. And now I'm just kind of moving forward with life.
So you're happier.
There's definitely a weight off my shoulders, but...
I would say a really big weight, but anyways, we won't get too much into that. You were talking about high school relationships, and I was talking to my girlfriend about this a couple weeks ago. I was like, obviously you have to talk about the future with your significant other. Like, what's the point of dating if you're not,
yep.
You know, if you're not preparing for something more, if you are dating a person just to date and y'all aren't going to get married, or what's the point?
Yeah. Okay. That's some more temper tangent wisdom.
Yeah. You know, seriously. Like,
the end goal of dating is marriage. And if you're just kind of in that loop, then, like, yeah. You know, it's got to be, like, substantially long-term.
But high school relationships, to my point, are ridiculous. There is no need to have a high school relationship.
Well, dude, everyone's hormones are raging, and...
I wish, like, I would scream it from a megaphone to tell people, do not waste that time of your life getting heartbroken or going through that stuff, stressful time when you're going through such a developmental part of your life and you could have so much more fun.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by fun?
Like, you can have so much better times because...
Oh, when you're not, like, hung up on...
Yeah, when you're not hung up on stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
Because, okay, I'm going to say this right now. Dating a high school girl is...
Yeah, awful. It's not going to last.
It's not going to last. And also, dating a high school boy, they're both developing.
Yeah.
So they're not mature. And things will not happen.
Because my last relationship, we dated in high school and we dated through college. But you know what? There were ups and downs there because the person who I dated, her, in high school was different than the one in college. And, you know, that led to us taking a break. And then we got together and we were figuring out who we were while we were dating. And that was one of the biggest rocky roads of my life.
Oh, rocky road. I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, that put a wrench in the relationship. And we were up and down and together and not together until like the middle of college. And then we graduated together. And then we were in our blossoming adulthood life, I guess.
It's so weird. You're blossoming, buddy. You're so beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, I'm kind of done with this topic now.
Thanks, Matt Brown.
Oh, Matt.
Jason's going to start crying now. No, it's okay. We're probably just going to go slam a few twisted teas, watch some sports, drink some beer, have some wings and pizza and hang out with the bros. And then we'll
go from there, I guess.
We cannot end season 10
on a note like this.
Off the sad, depressing note.
Oh, man. It's not depressing. Look, there's so much in life, all right? Like, don't get hung up on a girl. Don't get hung up on someone that isn't at your standards. Okay? Like, don't feel...
Fire the shots. Fire them.
I'm not going to fire any shots. Okay. Well, look, that's 10 weeks of a freaking podcast that we're doing. And this one is definitely the most visceral.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. This is going to cause so many problems.
Dude, it really will. Oh my gosh. I'm scared to publish.
No, we're publishing it. We're publishing it. I doubt any of them will listen to this unless we... No, I'm sure there's probably a high probability that they can listen to
this. One of them will. Okay, but anyway, that's the wrap-up of season one, the most off-the-cuff episode we've had so far. And look, there's more to come. We have a lot more friends we're going to bring on. We have more ideas. The production's also going to get better.
Yeah.
We've already thought of some things.
Seriously.
And again, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for letting us be your background music, your jogging music, your work, or not music.
Our
voices, your background noise.
Yeah, we are just noise. But we're so thankful for you. Thanks for listening to 10 weeks of this. And then stay tuned for season 2, I guess. I don't know why we have seasons, but Jason's so happy about it. He likes the season stuff.
Hey,
but we'll have our music out, and season 2, episode 1, we'll have the band on there, and we'll talk about some stuff, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, and if you have an artist that you're really into,
Sean,
that's not very popular. Whether it's someone you actually know or just an artist that you listen to that's underrated, give it to us and we'll do an artist spotlight about them.
Dope. So are we ending it?
I think we're ending it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Have a great rest of your guys' weekend or day or whatever whenever the frick you're listening to this, you know, just be chill and have a great life.
Yeah. If you're on the grind, just hang in there. Keep going. There's a lot more to life.
If you need a sign to get out of relationship, let this be the one.
Oh gosh.
Hey guys. Thanks so much. I listened to your podcast and I broke up with my girlfriend. It's like, great guys. That's awesome.
Divorced my wife with 3 kids. Thanks guys.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. He's been Jason.
And he's been Isaac.
And Jason loves feet.
We're not ending it.
Yeah, we're ending it. Do it.
Click it.